His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Once again, we'll take a look at the COVID-19 cases locally in our tri-state region. And we'll start off in Litchfield County locally. Once again, Falls Village, none. Canaan, 5. Cornwall, 6. Kent, 7. Norfolk, 11. New Milford, 263. Salisbury, 11. Sharon, 14. And Torrington, 495. Locally in Dutchess County, Amenia is less than 5, Clinton less than 5, Dover is at 10, Milan 5, Millbrook, Millerton, and Northeast all less than 5, Pawling 26, Pawling Village less than 5, Pine Plains now less than 5, Red Hook 7, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 64, Rhinebeck Village 7, Stanford less than 5, Tivoli Village less than 5, and Washington less than 5. In Columbia County, as of yesterday, 34 residents have passed away from COVID-19. They've received a total of 5,365 PCR test results with 393 confirmed positive cases. There are 115 active cases of COVID-19 in Columbia County, with 49 additional residents on mandatory quarantine and 12 on precautionary quarantine. 244 of the 393 cases have recovered from COVID-19. 18 of the positive cases are hospitalized. One of those is in ICU. They've received 1,448 antibody results, of which 138 were positive. Taking a look at other news, Nuvance Health is now offering the Heart Saver First Aid CPR AED certification class free of charge to high school students who are unable to complete the course in school due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The course is offered to students living in Dutchess, Putnam, and Ulster counties, as well as in Litchfield, Connecticut. It's available from June to September for Heart Saver classes across the various locations. Successful class completion provides 2-year certification of the American Heart Association First Aid CPR AED training, covering techniques for all age groups. Participants are asked to use the promotional code CPRSTUDENT2020 at checkout. You can register online at the following health website, which is medicaleducation-nuvancehealth.enrollware.com. That should take you to the location. We also have that posted on our Facebook page. Also on the story on the WHDD Robin Hood Radio Daily Bugle on the web, which is located at robinhoodradiodailybugle.com. The reported death toll from coronavirus disease dipped below double digits for the first time Tuesday in 9 weeks. Governor Ned Lamont observed that 8 additional coronavirus association deaths represented the smallest daily increase since March 30th, when 2 fatalities were announced. There now have been 3,972 confirmed and probable deaths from COVID-19 in Connecticut since the first fatality was announced on March 18th. The most deadly date of the outbreak was April 21st. First, when 112 deaths were recorded across the state, 87 confirmed deaths and 25 probable causes.
Hoosatonic Valley Regional High School is holding their socially distant graduation ceremony at Lime Rock Park on Sunday, June 21st at 4 p.m. Principal Ian Server announced that plan at the June 1st education meeting of the Region 1 Board of Education, which you can see on our CATV6 website under the Vimeo link. A wave parade for Sharon Center School's 8th grade commencement will take place Tuesday, June 9th. Members of the Sharon community encouraged to line North Main Street, social distancing encouraged to line North Main Street, to celebrate the graduates. The graduation vehicles will have a wave parade. It is expected to begin at 6:15 p.m. The rain date is Wednesday, June 10th at the same time. Salisbury Central School took home prizes on the virtual History Day, Connecticut History Day on May 2nd, a virtual contest this year due to the quarantine restrictions. Junior exhibit category went to students Eleanor Walkmouth and Georgette Champagne, Gabby Titone and Tess Marks for their project Sesame Street, More Than Television, which was also awarded an outstanding entry related to equality in education by friends of Prudence Crandall Museum. Second place in the junior website category went to Salisbury Central School students Teresa Connell and Annabelle Prince for 50th anniversary Women at Yale. In North Canaan, three meetings held in rapid succession led to the approval of the 2020-21 town and education budgets on May 26, followed by votes by the Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen. The trio of meetings was held online. Those videos are available at CATV6.com on the Vimeo link. And in Cornwall, spraying plans for weeds and plants back in the news as the Housatonic Railroad Company was discussed in a conference call between state and town officials. Some resolutions were reached, and they were reported at the regular meeting of the online Cornwall Board of Selectmen on May 19th, with First Selectman Gordon Ridgway saying he had participated in a conference call with Senator Craig Minor and Representative Maria Horn and representatives from the State Department of Transportation and the Housatonic Railroad Company.
School budget and voter turnout is uncertain in districts in New York as they move to mail-in ballots for this year. From the Poughkeepsie Journal, Governor Cuomo issued the executive order rescheduling public votes on school district budget proposals and board races for June 9th, ordering that all voting be done by mail. The mail-in system was devised by the Cuomo administration to accommodate voters during the coronavirus pandemic crisis. School votes during COVID-19 indicate $1.2 billion in spending proposed amid uncertainty for local leaders and school districts across the Mid-Hudson Valley. Out of Millbrook, New York, the Thorne Building, a landmark that has been emblematic of the village of Millbrook for the past 125 years, will see new life as a community center under plans that have made a major forward move with the recent selection of an architect for that project. The board of the nonprofit Thorne Building Community Center has announced that Michael Sloan and his team at Sloan Architects PC have been chosen as the architectural firm for the proposed renovation. Out of Massachusetts, Freshgrass, the annual Bluegrass and Roots Music Festival held at Massmoka each September, has canceled this year's event. The cancellation was announced with a Facebook post launched Wednesday morning. All ticket buyers have been notified, according to the post. Now, Shakespeare and Company is doing something very interesting for the first time in 25 years. Berkshire County Movie Bus may be able to revisit their past by attending a drive-in cinema custom designed for the coronavirus pandemic era. Shakespeare and Company, which canceled its summer live performance schedule, like most other performing arts attraction, is planning to offer films on an outdoor big screen more than 25 feet high on Thursday through Sundays, starting July 4th, continuing through September 20th. The theater company at 70 Kimball Street has a public hearing scheduled before the Zoning Board of Appeals at 7 p.m. on June 17th for a temporary variance and or special permit to show films at a drive-in theater for about 42 cars using movie projection on a wall higher than 25 feet, including a small viewing stand, according to the petition on file at Town Hall. If Town Hall remains closed, the public, or a limitation on the size of gatherings still in place, the hearing will be conducted via a web-based conference system with login information posted on townoflenox.com. Two local Great Barrington photojournalists separately covering unrest in Minneapolis over the death of George Floyd say it appears that police targeted the press. Freelancers Jacob Borden and John Stanmeyer say police are not differentiating photojournalists from protesters as they typically might in those situations. Quoting them, "It's different here," according to Stanmeyer, end quote, who also is a National Geographic staff photographer. Quoting him, "Police and the National Guard are much more vicious than in most situations," end quote. The photographers, both of whom live in Great Barrington, went to the heart of the nation's distress and anger last week over the death of a black man in the city while he was being restrained by a police officer.
A drive-through food drive to benefit the Corner Pantry in Lakeville, Connecticut, sponsored by Litchfield County Board of Realtors, will be held on June 6th from 10 until 2 at the Sharon Market parking lot. Suggested food donations, canned tuna, pasta sauce, canned fruit, hearty soups, shelf-stable milk, vegetable oil, or canola oil, and cereal. You can leave your food in your trunk. A volunteer will come and collect it. The Tagconic Grange, number 100, having their annual outside plant sale, but not the tag sale inside the hall, on Dunbar Road in Sharon on Saturday, June 6th, and most likely on Sunday, June 7th, if they have unsold plants. As always, we'll have both flowers and vegetables. The sale will start in the early morning and go on for most of the day. No time specified, as they do not want a crowd of people at one time. The sale is self-service with protocol maintaining the recommendation of social distancing protocols of 6 feet of separation between individuals. If you're sick, stay home. You have to wear a face mask or covering at all times. They ask that you follow the arrows to keep yourself and others safe. They appreciate your cooperation. More information at 860-364-5373.
Coming up in Cornwall on Sunday, June 7th, at the Cornwall Bridge Triangle Green at 12 noon, Black Lives Matter, a peaceful protest, will be held. They're encouraging everybody to bring a sign, friends, and family. If you're attending, a mask must be worn, and social distancing rules must be abided by. You're asked to park in the legal parking places that do not occupy open businesses that are having parking slots there. No parking at the Cornwall Country Market, the Cornwall Package Store, or Housatonic River Outfitters. The Aminia Garden Club is working on restoring Borden Park in the Wasaic Hamlet. A recently renovated space and started replanting. The town of Aminia has replaced the picnic tables, and it will become a nice new space adjacent to the rail trail extension, which will be opening soon. As they work on this, they could use a little help if anybody wants to volunteer. Weeding is the current need. If you would like to help, they need to manage social distancing, so please let them know so they can avoid any group gatherings. For more information, AminiaGardens.org or contact AminiaGardenClub@gmail.com. On June 9th, voters across the Mid-Hudson Valley will determine the fate of school budgets, totaling more than $1.2 billion in spending through an unprecedented process which all votes will be cast via mail. The Dover Union Free School District, the Pine Plain Central School District, and Weebatuck School District will be all looking for you to vote, so look for your ballots, which should arrive to you via the mail. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlaken.com, and also you'll find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 527.24 to 26,269.89 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 9682.91 and the S&P 500 at 3122.87. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.